This afternoon, I want to just share with you a few thoughts about this. Knowing when to speak and when to be silent. Knowing when to speak and when to be silent. Everybody take it to your own self. Don't worry about somebody else or pointing out the need in somebody else's life for this. We all need it in our own lives many times. Knowing when to speak and when to be silent. Proverbs 13 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that openeth," what's that next word? Wide. "He that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." Do you have your Bible open to these verses? I'll maybe ask you some questions and ask you to help me. Okay? Let's turn over to Proverbs 17 and verse 28. Proverbs 17 and verse number 28. It says there, "Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that," what? "Shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding." You know what? These verses tell us there's times to speak and there's times to be silent. You know what? In reality, we don't get this, especially when people are younger. They don't get it. That sometimes it shows more wisdom when you keep your mouth shut than when you open your mouth. Sometimes people think, "Well, I'm so smart, I know it all, and I've got to tell my mom, or I've got to tell my dad, or I've got to tell people what I think about things." And so we open our mouth to speak, and what we do is we show that we're foolish. The Bible says sometimes you more show that you are wise by shutting your mouth. Sometimes you more show that you are wise. Boy, this is real personal, isn't it? This is, those of you that have kids, you know this is personal, but you know this is good for all of us. There are times where it is so obvious that when we open our mouths, we say things we shouldn't say. We're not as smart as we really think we are, and so on. But there's times to speak and times to be silent. It's too bad that the part of us that often gets into the most trouble is the part that is most often the quickest to respond. Right? Most often the part of us that is quickest to respond to something we see or tell something that we think or want to put in our opinion is we open our mouth. And the problem with that is that sometimes we open our mouth without thinking first. Or sometimes we open our mouth and say things we shouldn't say. We speak things we shouldn't speak. You know what? Sometimes if people would be silent instead of speaking, they wouldn't have that argument with a friend or with their parents or with a brother, or with a sister, or with a husband or with a wife or with another Christian. Sometimes the part of us that gets us into the most trouble is the part that is most often the quickest to respond. It's no surprise that in James chapter 1, verse 19, it tells us this: "Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak," slow to wrath. The Bible tells us to be swift to hear and slow to speak. I sometimes have told my children, that's why God gives us two ears and one mouth. That's a good one you can use with your kids, okay? That's why God gives us two ears and one mouth. Because we're supposed to listen at least twice as much as we speak. Be swift to hear. Be willing to listen. Be slow to speak. Sometimes our tongue gets us into trouble. Sometimes we open our mouth and we get ourselves into trouble. And it's a sad thing. Let me share with you these thoughts quickly. When is it best to remain silent? When is it best to remain silent? Number one, when you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. When you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible commands us, it was something we studied in Sunday school this morning, about being filled with the Spirit. We're not controlled by alcohol and so on. It says be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. When we are not filled with the Spirit, we're going to have a tendency to say things we shouldn't say. Listen, when we're letting the Spirit of God control us and we're yielding to the Spirit and we're filled with the Spirit, we can more respond in a way that is gracious. We will respond more with patience. We will more respond in ways that we ought to. But when we're not filled with the Spirit and we're not walking in the Spirit, you know how we're going to tend to respond? In a fleshly way. Because at that moment, we're walking in the flesh. And if we act in the way our flesh wants us to act, it's going to be in a way that's argumentative, that's contentious, that brings strife. that stirs up trouble in a way that maybe promotes anger and vengeance and so on. That's why we need to learn when to speak and when to be silent. When is it best to remain silent? When you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. When is it best to remain silent? When you speak before you know the whole situation. When you speak before you know the whole situation. Don't we have a tendency to do that sometimes? We're ready to speak, and we're ready to give our opinion about something before we maybe know the whole story. And all of us in our lives have been guilty of that at different times. We're ready to speak. We're ready to jump on someone. We're ready to correct someone. We're ready to criticize someone before we know the whole story. Before we know the whole situation. Sometimes it's best to just remain silent. Not to speak. Not to have to jump in or give our opinion. The Bible says this in Proverbs 18:13. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Do you hear that verse? Think about it carefully, what it's saying. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. That's when we have that tendency, but again, before we even hear what somebody has to say, before we even hear what they're asking us, before we even hear what they're telling us, we're already arguing with them. Or we're already there quick with, well, I know. We're not supposed to do that. We need to hear things first. We need to hear instruction or hear that counsel or hear what someone's telling us before we're just so quick to speak or quick to defend ourselves. We need to listen. We're not to answer a matter before we hear the whole thing. It becomes folly and shame and foolish to us. So when is it best to remain silent? I said number one, when you are not filled with who? The Holy Spirit. Okay, you help me, okay? It'll help you stay awake because you're tired and I'm tired and some of us stayed up too late and so on. So let's respond. When is it best to remain silent? Number one, when you're not filled with who? The Holy Spirit. Number two, when is it best to remain silent? When you speak before you know the what? The whole situation. When you speak before you know the whole situation, we can do it then. Now, number three, when is it best to remain silent? When you could listen and gain wisdom. When you could listen and gain wisdom. Sometimes we'll have that tendency to speak and want to say what we know or say what we think or give our opinion, when if we would just listen, we could gain wisdom. Young people have a tendency to do that as they grow up. The older they get, the more that they've got an opinion, and the more they're ready to speak. But the Bible would teach us more than we ought to be ready to listen. Because we could gain wisdom, right? We could gain learning. Sometimes people want to do that maybe in another place. Instead of listening to their boss at work, instead of listening to someone that might tell them a better way of doing something. Instead of listening to somebody who could try to maybe in love give them counsel to help them in their life. They're quick to defend ourselves. Or quick to say what we think. Listen, what does the Bible say in Proverbs 22:17? Bow down thine ear. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. I think the bow down thine ear is really just, you know, a submissive. Bowing down is always a sign of submission and so on. When you're bowing down your ear, you are willing to submit to. You want to listen. You want to hear the words of the wise, or you want to hear the words of your parents, or you want to hear the words of a spiritual counselor, or you want to hear the words of others that may be trying to help you. Because if you'll bow down your ear, if you'll be willing to hear and listen to the words of the wise, and you apply to your heart to it, you can gain from that. You can gain knowledge. You can gain better understanding. You can end up being more successful. But if we're just quick to speak or quick to make excuses or whatever, we many times fail to hear and fail to gain the wisdom that we could gain. Because we maybe thought we were too smart. Or we already knew what we were going to do and we don't want to listen. When is it best to remain silent? Number one, when you're not filled with the who? The Holy Spirit. When is it best to remain silent? When you speak before you know the whole situation. Number three, when is it best to remain silent? When you could listen and gain wisdom. When you could by listening gain wisdom, instead of just saying what you think, instead of just arguing with your parents, instead of just telling everybody what you know or what you think, just listen. Because you could gain some wisdom from doing that. Somebody could tell you a better way of doing things. A parent could give you instruction to help you in life. A friend could maybe help you to make a better life decision. We need to listen. Listen. When is it best to remain silent? Number four, when you want to gossip. When you want to gossip. You know, we don't always have to tell everything we know about everybody. And we don't always have to hear everything about everybody. Some people want to hear gossip. Oh, tell me about them. Tell me what you know about them. Tell me what's going on. Well, really, it's none of your business. Right? Some people always want to hear gossip. Some people always want to share gossip. Some people always want to spill gossip. They just want to tell everybody everything they know about everybody. We're not to be gossips. The Bible says this in Proverbs 26:22. The words of a talebearer. A tale, T-A-L-E, when somebody wants to tell the tales, tell the stories. A tale bearer, somebody that carries stories, carries tales, wants to tell everybody the news. Hey, the words of a tale bearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Somebody that's a tale bearer, somebody that's a gossip, somebody that always has to just tell everybody everything that they think or everything they've heard about somebody else. That's gossiping, and that's wrong, and that's sinful. We're not to share gossip whether we think it's true or whether it's not true. Just because something's true doesn't mean it's good to share. We can be discouragers. We can hurt. And what if what you go on sharing ends up being found out that it wasn't true? Oh, but you heard it and you shared a story and you end up hurting the testimony of somebody else. You end up making several other people have a bad opinion about a situation or a bad opinion of a church or a bad opinion of a Christian or a bad person opinion of whoever else because you gossiped and you had to tell stories of something negative you heard about someone. When you want to gossip. When is it best to remain silent? Number one, when you're not filled with who? The Holy Spirit. When is it best to remain silent? When you speak before you know the whole situation. Number three, when is it best to remain silent? When you could listen and gain wisdom. Number four, when is it best to remain silent? When you want to gossip. When you want to gossip. Here's number five, when you are angry. When you're angry. When is it best to remain silent? When you're angry. When you're angry. And we need help with this one, to bite our tongue, to shut our mouth, keep our mouth quiet when times we want to speak. The Bible says this in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Hey, when we're angry, that's a good time to be quiet. That's a good time to be silent. That's a good time to tape up our mouth. That's a good time to make sure we don't speak. Because when we're angry or we're upset, we're likely to say something that we shouldn't say. When we're upset at our child or upset at our husband or upset at our wife or upset at our friend or upset at so-and-so, we're likely to say something that we shouldn't say because we're angry. We've been upset. We've been disappointed, we've been hurt, whatever, and we're likely to say something that we shouldn't say. It's just like coals being added to a burning fire, they'll just keep the fire going. And sometimes when there's a little problem or a little disagreement or a little whatever, you know what it does when we come back with angry words? It just adds more coals to the fire. It adds more fuel to the fire. It'll just make that thing even more combustible, even more explosive, even more fiery in that relationship, in that situation. When is it best to remain silent? When you're angry. Give yourself a timeout. Make yourself go to the room. Make yourself be quiet. Make yourself sit down and not say anything when you're angry. When is it best to remain silent? Number one, when you're not filled with the who? Holy Spirit. When is it best to remain silent? Number two, when you speak before you know the whole situation. Number three, when is it best to remain silent? When you could listen and gain wisdom. Instead of just having to share your opinion or what you think or how you're right or you know how to do it. Why not just listen? Because you could gain wisdom. You could learn something. Somebody could teach you a better way, or somebody could help you do the right thing. Number four, when is it best to remain silent? When you want to gossip. When you want to gossip and tell bad things. When is it best to remain silent? When you are angry. When you're angry. That's a good time to be quiet, because when you're angry, you'll say something you should not say. When is it best to remain silent? When you haven't taken the time to listen. When you haven't taken the time to listen. And that was kind of some verses we kind of got into even at the beginning. But notice this, Proverbs 29 and verse 20 says this. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. That's a powerful verse. Challenging verse. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him, the Bible says. Remember what it said in James 1? Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. If we instead do the opposite, and we're swift to speak, we're hasty to speak, we always are ready to speak, we always got something to say, or we always have an argument, or we always have an opinion, we're likely to get ourselves in a whole lot of trouble. When is it best to remain silent? When you haven't taken the time to listen. When you haven't taken the time to listen. When is it best to remain silent? Number one, when you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. When is it best to remain silent? When you speak before you know the whole situation. When is it best to remain silent? When you could listen and gain wisdom. When is it best to remain silent? When you want to gossip. Gossip. Pastor Paulus calls it Sister Ratchet Jaw. Sister Ratchet Jaw, always ready to, always got something to say. Sister Ratchet Jaw. Hey, when is it best to remain silent? When you're angry. When you're angry. Boy, it's not going to help anything. It's just going to cause more strife. When is it best to remain silent? When you haven't taken the time to listen. When you haven't taken the time to listen. When is it best to remain silent? Here's the next one. When you don't have anything helpful to say. When you don't have anything helpful to say. Ever heard somebody say before, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. If you don't have anything good to say, zip your lip. If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything. When is it best to remain silent? When you don't have anything helpful to say. The Bible says this in Proverbs 17:27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. You know how you're going to recognize a person that actually has knowledge and wisdom and so on? Because they speak few words. A man of wisdom, they're going to speak few words. You know what? They're probably, in not in all cases, but in some cases, they're only going to share that wisdom with people who really want it. People who are willing to kind of pull it out of them. You find somebody that's more tendency, have a tendency to foolishness, they probably got a lot of words. They're probably filled with words. They're probably always filled with an opinion, always telling somebody else what to do. And they probably don't have a good spirit as they do it. And they probably have difficulty getting along with people, because you know what? People that tend to talk too much tend to have difficulty getting along with people. When is it best to remain silent? When you don't have anything helpful to say. He that hath knowledge doesn't run around, oh, here's what I think. Here's what I know. And just know, he that hath knowledge, the Bible says, spareth his words. Their words are few. The man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. We need to guard our mouths and ask God to help us to be silent when we should not speak. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 141. Psalm 141. You going to be okay, Aiden? You going to be okay? Do you need to go? All right, if you need to go, you better go, bud. I don't want you to have an accident. Go ahead. Psalm 141. Psalm 141 and verse number 3. Psalm 141 and verse number 3. Listen, guys. Psalm 141 and verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Set a watch. Set a sentry. Set a guard. Set a watchman. Set a watch. Set a guard by my lips. Help me, God. Keep my lips. Help me not to speak what I shouldn't speak. Listen, we need to guard our mouths, and we need to ask God to help us to be silent when we should not speak. Ask God to help us speak when we should speak. But listen, ask God to help us to not speak when we should not speak. Ask God to help us to be silent when we need to be silent. We don't always have to share what we think. We don't always have to give an opinion. We don't always have to talk back. We don't always have to add some words that might stir up strife and contention. Know when to speak and know when to be silent. When is it best to remain silent? You help me. Number one, when you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Number two, when is it best to remain silent? When you speak before you know the whole situation. Number three, when is it best to remain silent? When you could listen and gain wisdom. Sometimes it's better just to listen, because you could gain wisdom. You could learn something. You could be better off for it by listening rather than speaking. Number four, when is it best to remain silent? When you want to gossip. When you want to gossip, it's better to remain silent. When is it best to remain silent? When you're angry. When is it best to remain silent? When you haven't taken the time to listen. When you haven't taken the time to listen. Number whatever's next. When is it best to remain silent, Eric? When you don't have anything helpful to say. If what you're saying is not going to be helpful, if what you're saying is not going to help the situation, if what you're saying is not going to encourage or build up or help, maybe you shouldn't share it. If it's not going to help the situation, if you're in the middle of doing something and you just want to share something that's not going to help, it's going to take away from it all, maybe that's a good time to be silent. Good time to be silent. Make sure that what we have to say is helpful. But here's some other thoughts real quickly. If you must speak, try to think before you speak. And filter your words with wisdom. If you must speak. Now, many times it's best to remain silent. But if you must speak, then try to think before you speak. And filter your words with wisdom. How are you going to think? T-H-I-N-K. How should we think before we speak? Letter T. Is it true? Is the words that I'm going to speak, are they true? The Bible tells us to speak the truth in love. Is what you're going to speak, is it true? Is what you're going to say, is it true? Is it honest? Is it right? Is it good? Before you speak, if you must speak, try to think. Is it true? Letter H, is it helpful? Job 4 and verse 4 says this, thy words have upholden or upheld him that was falling. Thy words have upholden, they have helped to hold up the person that was falling. It says, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. Listen, if you're going to speak, if you must speak, is what you're going to speak, is it going to help to strengthen somebody who's weak? Is it going to help to maybe hold somebody up who's struggling? Is it going to help to encourage your child? Is it going to help them? Is it going to hold them up? Is it going to lift them to greater heights? Is it going to do something to help them? Or will it tear them down? Is what you're going to say to another Christian, is it going to help them or is it going to hurt them? Is what you're going to say to that other person, is it going to help them or is it going to hurt them? Our words ought to help other people. Before you speak, if you must speak, try to think. Try to think and filter your words by this. Letter T, is it true? Letter H, is it helpful? Letter I, is it inspiring? Is it inspiring? Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 24. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it inspiring? Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 24 says this, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. I've never been one to go and get the honeycomb and eat it, but it's, you can still do it in some stores. You can go get the honeycomb, or sometimes honeycomb right in the midst of a jar of honey. And probably in those days it was a lot more common to grab the honeycomb and so on. And boy, the sweet. Pleasant words are sweet to the soul, like in honeycomb, and health to the bones. Hey, the words that you're going to speak, are they pleasant? Are they inspiring? Notice what the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's a strong verse, isn't it? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you mean that by the words you speak, you can bring death to the spirit of somebody else? You can bring a life to the spirit of somebody else? You sure can. Our words can encourage others or discourage others. Our words can build up somebody else, or they can tear them down in their spirit. Our words can lift somebody's spirit, and our words can put somebody else's spirit down. Our words have a great effect to either bring life or death to the spirit of somebody else. Is what we're going to say, is it inspiring? Is it pleasant words? Does it build up others? Does it bring life to others? Does it help others? Listen, is it inspiring? Is it inspiring? Before you speak, if you must speak, try to think. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Letter N, is it necessary? Letter N, is it necessary? Notice what Proverbs 10 and verse 19 says. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. That's just saying, listen, if you've got a tendency to say a whole lot, there's probably a good chance that you're going to end up sinning somewhere in there. In the multitude of sins, there wanteth not sin. I mean, there is sure to be sin when somebody's speaking way too much. Because if we're speaking way more than we should, there's probably times when we're speaking when we're acting in the flesh rather than in the spirit. If we're talking way too much, there's probably times when we're talking when, again, we should have been listening because we were intended to learn something or God was trying to instruct us something, but we were busy speaking. There's a tendency many times in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. What does it go on and say there? Proverbs 10:19, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. If you can refrain your lips, if you can keep your lips from speaking, if you know when to be silent, boy, that's a wise thing to do. That's a wise thing to do. Boy, it's foolish sometimes to be talking too much. It's wise to know when we should be silent. Listen, use this measurement, letter N. Is it necessary? Is it necessary? Is it necessary for you to say what you want to say? Is it necessary for you? I'm just gonna get it off my chest. I've just got to say what I think. I just got to give them my opinion. I just got to really. Is it necessary? Is it necessary? Proverbs 21 and verse 23. Look at that with me. Proverbs 21 and verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue. Keepeth his soul from troubles. Keep has to do, again, with guarding, right? Whoso keepeth his mouth, whoso keepeth his tongue. You know when you guard your mouth and you guard your tongue and you make sure it doesn't say things it shouldn't say. You make sure you be silent when you need to be silent. You make sure you be silent when you want to speak, but you know you shouldn't speak. Whoso keepeth his mouth, whoso keepeth his tongue. Keepeth his soul from troubles. So ask yourself this. If you must speak, before you speak, try to think, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And letter K, is it kind? Is it kind? Ephesians tells us to be kind one to another. Be kind one to another. Those words that you just want to say, are they going to be kind? Are they going to be kind? We sometimes don't use kind words. We may go and speak to a husband or wife or to a friend or to a brother or sister or a mother or a father or a child or a friend or a parent, whoever. And we don't use kind words. We may speak to another Christian and we're not kind to them. And God forgive us of that. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 12. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. That's a good verse. Ecclesiastes 10:12. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. They're gracious. They show grace. They're kind. Before you speak, if you must speak, try to think and filter your words with wisdom. Is it true? Is what you're going to say, is it true? Is it going to be helpful? If it's not going to be helpful, I probably don't need to say it. Is it going to be inspiring? If it's not going to be inspiring and, you know, help to build up and not be an encouragement in some way to another person's spirit, do I need to say it? Is it going to inspire them? Is it going to help them? There may be some things that are helpful to say because a parent must correct their children that are maybe not inspiring, so to speak, but it still fits the guide because it is helpful. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it necessary? And letter K, is it kind? Do you know sometimes people can say the same thing and some people can say it kindly and some people can say it unkindly? You know that's true. You see it happen all the time. Maybe we've done it sometimes. We can say the same thing to someone and we can have a kind way of saying it or an unkind way of saying it. We can have a gracious way of saying it or an ungracious way of saying it. May God help us to be kind and gracious in the way that we speak to people, the way that we deal with people. I wonder how our words today would be either held in or shared if we only spoke, or if we only blogged, or if we only posted, or if we only tweeted, like Ephesians 4:29 says, that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, Ephesians 4:29. What if we only spoke, or only wrote, or only posted? Or, you know, what if we only dealt with other people and spoke that which is good to the use of edifying? Edifying means building up. I'm only going to write on there, I'm only going to speak to others that which is good, that it can build up, that it can edify, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Knowing when to speak and when to be silent. There's lots of times when we just need to be silent. When we need to be silent. But if we must speak, before we speak, try to think. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind?